In one of the most contentious presidential primary campaigns in recent Republican Party history, billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump emerged victorious out of a crowded field that began with 17 candidates. Despite the fact that Trump has rejected GOP orthodoxy on some issues, such as free trade, privatization of Social Security, and support for NATO, the former reality TV star did attempt to please and retain the loyalty of one key element of the Republican Party coalition, the Christian right. Trump's choice of Indiana Governor Mike Pence, a Christian conservative, as his running mate, was no accident. Although Trump is obviously not very religious, has been married 3 times, and curses like a sailor, a recent Pew Research Center poll found that nearly 4/5 of evangelical voters in the U.S. are rallying strongly in favor of Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Pew pointed out that white evangelical Protestants make up 1/5 of all registered voters in the U.S. and roughly 1/3 of all voters who say they identify with or lean toward the Republican Party. The just-concluded 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland ratified one of the most right-wing party platforms in GOP history. The platform is a gift to the religious right that includes planks reaffirming opposition to abortion and rights for LGBTQ Americans. The platform would also make Christianity the official religion of America, replace sex education with abstinence-only advice for teenagers, and repeal the 50-year-old tax law that prohibits churches and other tax-exempt organizations from political organizing. Your reporter spoke with Frederick Clarkson, Senior Fellow for Religious Liberty with Political Research Associates, who talks about the Republican Party's continued fealty to culture war policies advocated by the Christian right.
Trump has rearranged party politics in terms of who he is and the kind of politics he represents and the way he campaigns. And the Christian right has never seen anything like him any more than anybody else. But that said, his relationship with some surprising conservative Christian leaders goes back not just 6 months or a year, but from what my colleagues and I can track, 4 or 5 years. And they were already talking about Trump running for president in at least 2011 that we can find. So he's been building a base of support among people who were not ordinarily reached out to. And this has upset the Washington establishment, if we can call them that, conservative Christian leaders who are accustomed to being power brokers. So there's been sort of an insurgency within the Christian right, within the Republican Party, that explains at least some of his evangelical support. But that said, despite his record as a pro-choice Democrat and a pro-choice Republican who was in favor of LGBTQ rights, he's now at least giving lip service to those things in such a way it provides sufficient cover for conservative Christians to support his candidacy. So it's you could say that they're election year conversions, and he hasn't handled it well, but he's being treated with seriousness on that.
What about the party platform? Maybe, Fred, you can review for us, what is in the Republican Party platform this year that is significant in its consistency with Republicans in years past, or any differences that you know?
Well, I can't say I've looked at every detail of the platform, particularly in the area of trade and foreign policy, but my guess is that they're pretty much the same, because Trump kind of kept hands off of that stuff as far as I read. I think that the language around abortion and homosexuality is less strident, even though it's clear about where they stand. I think, too, that one thing that does stand out that's different to me, and anybody who goes and looks at it can look at the very beginning, and that's that they are making a deeper appeal to what we call Christian nationalism than perhaps we've ever seen before. And this is the idea that America was founded as a Christian nation and somehow got derailed by some deep conspiracy of liberals and the ACLU and the Supreme Court and the other usual suspects. And must be restored once again to that idea of Christian nationalist greatness. And the way you can see it, where the code words are at the beginning, is a clever invocation of the Declaration of Independence, and claiming that there are specifically Christian religious principles embedded within it that were the principles that then led to the writing of the Constitution. Now, the Constitution is very clear about the nature of religion and government, and that is that Article 6 says there'll be no religious test for public office. And the Christian right historians who are honest about these things said, yeah, that was a clear break, you know, with the any idea of Christian nationalism or the any idea of biblical theocracy. But it's an inconvenient thing if you're the contemporary Christian right. You, in order to say that America was founded as a Christian nation, somehow you have to find a religious justification in the Constitution and the intention of the framers, which just isn't there. So the way that they do it is to try to shoehorn in some of the religious language of the Revolutionary Manifesto that we call the Declaration into the intended meaning of the Constitution. That is present in the Republican Party platform. It's been a propaganda theme of the Christian right for many years. You might not notice it unless you're familiar with that stuff, but it's shocking to me that it's present because it's an appeal to a kind of Christian theocracy in dog whistle terms.
And Fred, what is the threat that you see in the Christian right for our democratic system in the United States?
The Christian right is skilled, better skilled than any other faction, to use the democratic processes and the offices and the skill sets that go with them to advance their agenda in order to end democratic processes as we know them and to advance a more theocratic society.
That was Frederick Clarkson, Senior Fellow for Religious Liberty with Political Research Associates. Find more information and analysis on Donald Trump, the Republican Party, and the Christian right by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.